The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Don't get me going on the Monday morning.
That frustrated me just because I'm an old man.
I feel like this is something that didn't need to be said. Buckle up.
I'm here because I want to be here.
Do you, boo-boo?
Dominique Foxworth, noted golf analyst.
Can we get me a box?
We are an awkward people.
Amari Stoudemire and I often see eye to eye on issues. We can do it for real.
It's cute. I get it.
It's cute.
Backed by popular demand is the game of right or wrong, which we introduced about 30 minutes ago.
Did Tyreek put too much pressure on Tua comparing him to Mahomes?
My man is high.
Hashtag Quadzilla.
Those are what I call a pair of McThickums.
Woo, that's next level.
You can't see Jeff Saturday from the waist down right now, but he looks exactly like that.
Literally left the hotel and left my suit for game seven.
I'm staying in the same hotel I snuck in and stole his suit.
The Boston Celtics win game six.
Erase the tape.
Nope.
I'm going to be suited and booted like Kevin is now with this suit on for game seven.
Erase the tape.
Mm-mm.
And the hairline will remain strong.
Been a fun week here, and my thanks to everybody for picking up the slack while I've been traveling. The real question, Big Perk, is who's going to go to the Westin right now in San Francisco and get his suit? Someone needs to retrieve the suit. I was only kidding. I didn't steal it. But if he really left a suit right now at the Westin St. Francis in San Francisco, someone gets on Geary Street. Someone go get it, because I know, Jalen, that's an expensive suit. Ooh. Anyway, we are coming to you live this morning from outside of Boston. The room where it happened last night was in this town, as the Celtics and the Warriors played an unforgettable Game 6, capping what was a sensational NBA Finals. McNutt and a Big Perk are here, and let's run through the sights and sounds of it last night. We knew the Celtics would come out and hit them with a punch early, Monica, and they did, taking an early 14-2 lead.
Yeah, there were all these great stats about Jalen Tatum shooting better than 50% from three in elimination games. Were we about to see that?
We were not. If you formed that perfectly in the form of a question, the answer was absolutely not, because from that moment forward, Big Perk, the Warriors took over.
Yes, they did, and went on one of the greatest runs in Finals history for us, individual runs, and I mean team runs in the quarter. But look, here's the thing, Greeny. They locked in on the defensive end. Boxes and elbows, getting out in transition, points off of turnovers, and Drew Pippen Wiggins.
There was a Pippen-esque quality, and so much of that 21-0 run, which is the biggest in any finals game in 50 years, a lot of it came with Steph on the bench. But then he came in and he did things like that.
I mean, championship DNA. He's talked about the experience, the know-how. It's shown through in this closeout ball game.
He took it to the hole when he needed to, and then he was knocking down the signature threes. Every time the Celtics made a run, the Warriors had an answer, and it was usually Steph.
Yes, and look how he's moving without the ball, Greeny, and he knew this moment was his, and he capitalized it on it once again in the guard. Oh, from the finals.
I mean, that one was ridiculous, right? I mean, he just the pull up and not. Warriors up 22 points. Curry can feel it, size him up for another ring. Celtics, give him credit. They fought in that second half.
Yeah,
last night.
Big 34, I believe, for Jaylen Brown. Definitely shows the potential that he has, but this defense from the Warriors ultimately proved too much, although Al Horford had some really good moments in this series.
Horford had a good game. Brown had a good game. The reality is Jason Tatum really struggled in this series, and then here's that Warriors defense you talked about. While Boston's defense got all the attention coming into this series, they were number one in the league. The Warriors were number two in the league, and when they got the big defensive plays, they turned them into buckets.
Absolutely, and part of winning games and winning series is forcing points, is getting easy baskets. Points off of turnovers. And here we are, Steph Curry, the green-eyed assassin, night-night.
Putting him night-night. There he is, the moment with his dad as the clock ran down to zero. For Jason Tatum, there will be better nights. But for this trio, it is four championships in the last 8 years. The celebration was long, and it was loud. And it will carry on throughout the summer as they are counting rings. And Steph was emotional after the game.
Man. I'm so proud of our group. I thank God every day that I get to play this game at the highest level with some amazing people. I mean, you know this is what it's all about, playing for a championship and what we've been through the last 3 years. The beginning of the season, nobody thought we'd be here, except everybody on this court right now. It's amazing. It's very surreal, though. Very surreal.
You know, and with his two running mates, Clay and Dre, the three of them have now won 4 championships together. You see the list there amongst all NBA trios over the last 50 years. That's as many as any ever has. It's more than Jordan and Pippen did with Dennis Rodman and some of the other. I mean, look at legends on your screen there, and that is where we put this group. And so, again, with Big Perk and Monica, and Wendy, who's with us for a little while longer this morning, and we have Charles Barkley and Stephen A. Smith both coming up in this hour as well. But, Wendy, you're a chronicler. It is your job to chronicle and put into perspective the meaning of what we have just seen. So how do we describe this morning what these last 2 weeks mean for Steph Curry?
I got to tell you, I was really surprised by how much they savored this. Having been around teams that have tacked on titles before, this was not just another one. You know, he can point to the fourth finger, but I feel like this ring is going to be the special one. And I think it's because, regardless of what they said, they recognized that there was a hole there. Like, When I saw the way that the Warriors players and his teammates embraced him when he got that MVP, and how they chanted MVP, and how they celebrated it, and how they all wanted photos of him with the trophy. Like, on one hand, they absolutely never thought he needed that Finals MVP. He didn't need to justify anything. But on the other hand, they also knew that there was a hole there that needed to be filled. And even Steph, I think, would admit, well, he would never apologize for anything. He would admit he didn't play his best basketball ever in the finals until now. And now is the time when they needed it most. And that game 4 decided this series. It's an iconic performance. It'll be one of the defining moments of his career. And to top it all off with the Bill Russell Trophy in Boston, which satisfied his petty urges, which we all saw. I think it was a crowning moment in his career. That it's only probably going to even be more enriching going forward.
Big Perk, it's interesting. I was just thinking as Wendy was talking about that, and you've won a championship in the NBA. I was around those Bulls teams, and the observation I've always made is the first one they won was a celebration of pure joy.
Right.
From that point forward, there was a large element of relief involved. They were expected to win, and that was their goal, and anything short of it would have been a disappointment. So there was some relief. Last night, the emotions of the Warriors felt a lot closer to the joy than they felt to the relief, and I think it speaks to all that they have been through in the last few years.
Yeah, absolutely, Granny. And look, it's not just the joy and the emotions of the Warriors, but I'm dialing in to Steph Curry. You know why he was so emotional? Just think about it. This out of all the championships, this was the first finals where he actually was the best player on the floor. You go back to the first one, it was LeBron James, although they lost their finals, he did. Mm-hmm. When you go to his next two, it was Kevin Durant. This championship right here was solely based on the greatness of Steph Curry. And I know he tried to dismiss the finals MVP, but again, he brings up receipts, so we knows that he's watching. He knows what this finals MVP trophy meant to him and meant to go on his resume. Like, we could say he should have earned it, but for him to actually have it means everything to him. He may not say that because he's a team guy, but we know damn well he...
Of course. Any suggestion that isn't an incredibly significant piece of this story is being made by a person who doesn't understand the story. Yeah. Him winning that award is incredibly significant historically. Monica, let's actually go on the floor, though.
Okay.
Let's talk about what he did, because Jalen made this point repeatedly to me last night. It wasn't just offensively. Mm-hmm. He played great defense last night and in this series. Steph Curry was brilliant in this 6-game series.
I love our stats and information department, and I'm following along with them through the course of the game last night. And at one point, Boston was shooting 1 of 6 with 3 turnovers with Steph as the primary defender. A little later in the fourth quarter, I think that number shifted to 2 of 9. And so he stood up to the call out, right? Like, to looking to go at Steph Curry. And then, as much as we hail his 3-point shooting, greatest 3-point shooter of all time, he got to the paint. He put so much pressure on this Boston Celtics defense. When he had a matchup that he liked, poor Al Horford got caught in the matrix a few times, and then he was able to finish at the rim. And then let's not forget the way that he was able to pass the ball. We talk about him as a point guard. He had, I believe, 6 assists last night as well. So just a complete all-around game, and you could tell that he really relished in the growth of his teammates.
No, I'm with you on that. And look at this. I mean, look at his accolades. His resume now is longer than the Chick-fil-A line, all right? But here's the thing that we have to realize. Even when Steph Curry don't have the ball in his hands, he's still a factor.
Can I just give you a stat for that? 62% from the field were the Warriors in Game 5 when he was on the floor. It dropped to below 20% when he was off the floor. Please continue.
It speaks to his greatness. But I will say this. Pound for pound, he's the most conditioned athlete in the NBA right now. Mm-hmm. No disrespect to LeBron James, but to be 6'2", 6'3", 200 pounds, and being able to run around the floor and not get tired, and then get picked on. They tried to call him up and get switches for him and Jason Tatum. It was times that Al Horford, a 6'10", 265-pound body, was trying to pound Steph Curry down on the low block, and he could not move him. Yeah. He could not move him. And then we talked about him finishing in the fourth quarter. He finished in great fashion last night. Yeah,
we had one-on-ones with Steph before Game 4, and he said to us, I believe the date was June 9th, 20 last year. He talked about a picture that he was looking at with his trainer and how he started working for the opportunity to compete for a finals a year ago. Everything this Warriors organization does is with winning championships in mind. Even Steve talked about in the year where he knew they weren't going to win, he would monitor Steph's minutes. He wasn't going to put him on the floor. And so to your point about conditioning, there's not a wasted workout in Steph Curry's life.
Two things that I think are worth mentioning here. Cindy, one of them, our director, Cindy Morello, just stay on this shot. I love Perk's chair being this low. I don't know if I'm the only person who finds it hilarious. We could change it. We could adjust it. The man is a foot taller than I am. There's just something about this that I find funny. Secondly, Wendy, let me come back to you for a slightly more serious question. The word dynasty is now going to be used in connection with these Warriors. I have, as the host of NBA Countdown, had some pushback on whether or not, from some of our panelists, whether or not that is appropriate. I will give you the word here. Is this Golden State Warriors team now, with this championship last night, are they officially a dynasty?
Yes. I mean, you know, if you wanted to stake a position and defend it, you know, go ahead, and you want to declare victory in some debate, go ahead. But I don't know how you can look at them and look at this run and look at the same four guys who started it a decade ago, Andre Iguodala, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, and Steph Curry, holding up four fingers because those guys won it together. And, you know, the same coach, the same general manager. You know, on the flight out here to Boston, Bob Myers came and sat with Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson. And he goes, guys, it's so unusual for people to be able to stay together this long in the NBA, much less go through what they did. And so part of the reason it's a dynasty is because they've had the struggles and because they overcame them. So, like, someone else can fight that out. To me, it's an open and shut case. And I got more news for you. This may not be the last time we're talking about the Warriors winning a championship the day after the end of the finals.
They are not done yet at all. I know Wendy has to get to an airport. Wendy, awesome work this morning. Thank you. We have much more to do here. Charles Barkley's on the way. Stephen A. Smith is on the way. We'll continue to talk about Steph Curry. What exactly does last night mean? What does Sir Charles think of Steph now as he puts on his fourth ring and his first ever finals MVP? Charles and Stephen A. on the way. Get up on ESPN. Jason Tatum continuing to struggle. Why is Jason still chasing his first ring? What does he need to get it done? We're talking about it next.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We are back on Get Up, and congratulations, the Golden State Warriors champions of the basketball world. And among the many emotions that they exhibited last night were pettiness. What do we say, Big Perk? Can we stay petty?
We got to stay petty so you don't have to get petty.
I like it. And that's exactly what the feeling was last night. In fact, I take you back to March. There was a game in which the Grizzlies beat Golden State by 28 points. None of the Warriors' big three played. Memphis's young star Jaren Jackson Jr. tweeted strength in numbers after that game. You think Klay Thompson didn't notice? Listen to this.
Strength in numbers is alive and well. I can't wait. There's this one player on the Grizzlies who tweeted strength in numbers after they beat us in the regular season, and it pissed me off so much. I can't wait to retweet that thing. Freaking bum. I had to watch that. I'm just like, this freaking clown. Okay. Sorry. That memory just popped up. You're going to mock us? Like, you ain't ever been there before, bro. We've been there. We know what it takes. So to be here again, hold that.
All right. So Clay not holding back. And unfortunately, Big Perk, you too got a little bit of the shrapnel last night. Steph Curry also had receipts referencing this clip from First Take last summer.
I hate to say this right now, but to be honest with you, I don't see the Golden State Warriors bringing home another championship.
Y'all gonna sit on First Take. You and Dominique Foxworth are going to sit on First Take and say that Steph Curry will not be in the conversation for a championship in the next 4 years.
Clearly, remember some experts and talking heads putting up the big zero of how many championships we would have going forward because of everything that we went through. So,
my goodness, they noticed this stuff. I mean, Big Perk, what?
Well, one, I appreciate them watching. That's the first thing.
Talk about it.
But listen, it's okay. And guess what? You have to accept it. But players use this as motivation. And I told you, look, when I was with the 2008 Celtics and we won it in 08, Rasheed Wallace, before the season, he said, y'all already crowning these guys. They don't have a point guard or a center. Soon as we won it, that's the first thing I thought about. And it's okay. Look, Jaren Jackson Jr., you're going to have to eat that. It's okay. But you should use it as motivation to try to get you some hardware in the future. Yeah. Like Trae Young did. Trae Young tweeted out and said, now I want to go out there and win the championship. That's what it should do, motivated. But as far as them being petty, I'm all for it because I be petty too.
Listen, I'm with you, Big Perk, because I hit one of these on the championship window being closed and here we are. But I'm going to own that too. This is part of why we love the NBA, right? Like, there's this personalities, there's personas, there's trash talk. NBA Twitter is one of the most undefeated places in general. So this is great to me. I think this is also this era of athletes. Funny story, before our game 4 interview or game 5 interview with Steph, he asked me, he was like, where were you in Boston? Because he saw the live shots from Get Up in the morning. And I was like, oh, we were on, like, I had to think about what we were talking about that day. So they are absolutely watching all the time.
It's just remarkable. And I think it's also, not only is it fun, but it's also a really interesting insight into the mindset, the psychology that it takes. Because it's easy for me sitting here, not ever having been a world-class athlete, obviously, to say, you're Steph Curry, for crying out loud. Why would it bother you so much that someone is predicting, you're not, whether it's you, someone that matters, or me, someone who's just offering an opinion. It's just an opinion. Yep. I didn't think they were going to win. They did. Good for you. You proved us wrong. But the fact that it matters that much, it just goes to show you what burns inside there.
It do, Greeny. And then guess what? When you have accomplished so much in your career, like Steph Curry, like Draymond Green, and won 3 championships, you got to find more motivation to go out there and prove people wrong. And whether it's me, whether it's you, whether it's Monica, if they're going to use us as motivation, well, hell, have at it.
because guess what? He's making me famous.
Well, look, Dominique Foxworth.
Engagements.
Our buddy Neek was also in that clip, you know, also holding up the little zero. And so he noticed, and he responded this morning on Twitter as well. He said, looks like I'm going to be in episode 4 of the Steph Curry Career Retrospective, Doc. Congrats to Steph. Look, we all give our opinion. That's what we do for a living. We do it in real time. Sometimes we're right. Sometimes we're wrong. It's their job to go out there and accomplish what they accomplished, and they did. To me, the most meaningful petty in all this is Manny Petty, but that's just me one way or the other. Anyway, the point...
Dad joke. Happy Father's Day this weekend.
It does come back... You're right. It was that bad. The larger point, however, that should be made is this. Some of the questions that were being asked, I don't think it was criticism, some of the questions that were being asked were completely legitimate in the moment they were being asked. They answered them last night. That's the point. Steph, can he do this? It wasn't a known because he hadn't. Now he did it.
I'm with you, Grady, because look, they won the first title, then they were 73-9, blew a 3-1 lead to the Cleveland Cavaliers, had to go recruit Kevin Durant to win up the other two titles. Yeah, it was question marks there, and rightfully so. It was warranted. And so they answered those questions. Like you said, look, my facts change, my opinions change based on facts.
Right.
That's how I live.
Your facts changed, though, too, personally. Listen, well, I thought those questions changed. Were overblown.
He may have inadvertently said the right thing. The facts changed. Steph had never done X, Y, and Z. Now he has.
I thought those questions, personally, were a little bit overblown. The finals MVP definitely cements Steph's legacy, but when we talk about game changers with or without that trophy, Steph is in that category.
No, but we weren't talking about game changers, Monica. We was talking about him cracking the top 10 all-time list, and in order to crack that list and to move people out
you
of there,
that hardware.
You gotta have the finals MVP.
Not only that, I think it is completely legitimate to say that little hiccup of time, the perfect storm in NBA collective bargaining that allowed Kevin Durant to join a 73-win team that completely turned the NBA upside down for a short period of time, and as we said at the time, was a terrible thing for the league, and it was just an unavoidable thing. Those titles don't feel the same. This one feels different for Steph. This one is his. The great ones need a championship that's theirs. This one is his. No ifs, ands, or buts.
And there's no arguing that. He said it himself. This one hits different, and I don't think we see that emotion if this one does not feel different. I just think in an era where we see hired mercenaries moving all around the league, Steph has been true blue, gold-blooded to the Warriors, and I don't know that he got enough credit for staying there and inviting people. It's not his fault if KD wanted to come play with him.
They recruited him. Now, let's not act like
they didn't move. All I'm saying is he didn't move.
Let's not act like they didn't take a meeting down there. I believe it was.
I mean, who
wouldn't? It was in the Hamptons.
It was in the Hamptons. I mean, okay, so, but I'm just saying.
Okay, all right,
all right. Let me leave that there for the moment. We will continue to debate this with one of the all-time greats. Charles Barkley is going to jump in live. We haven't talked to Sir Charles in far too long. What does he think this night means for Steph Curry and his legacy? He joins us, and then Stephen A. Smith coming up right after that. But wait a minute, Big Park. This one is for you from Hembo. Who was the only player shorter than Steph Curry, who's listed at 6'2", to win Finals MVP?
Hey, I'm going to get up and walk off after I get this right.
Come on, Perk.
Don't say it now. We're taking a break. What is it, your first day? We'll be right back.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
And we are back on Get Up, and the big fella here is extremely confident he knows about the little fella. So Steph Curry wins the Finals MVP last night. He is 6'2" is what he is listed at. Who is the only player shorter than that to win Finals MVP?
Greeny, it got to be the great Isaiah Thomas.
I would think
with
so.
With the Detroit Pistons.
I haven't been given the answer, but it certainly sounds right, and it is indeed.
Yeah.
Isaiah Thomas, who was there last night. We saw him working for NBA TV over the course of this weekend. That's well done, Big Prick. You were confident, and you got it right. And in keeping with the theme, let's do a short highlight of what happened last night after Steph wins the MVP with Isaiah Thomas in the house. And it was the Celtics, Big Perk, who jumped out to a quick start. They were up 14-2, and then Golden State just took the game over completely with a 21-0 run.
Yes, and we talk about their offense, Greeny, but it was the defensive stops. Look, turnovers, getting out in transition, running, excellent. This is why you do the 3-on-2, 2-on-1 drill in practice. And look at Steph Curry. And being a team leader.
Or they did so much of that run with him on the bench. And you're right, it was that defense that forced so many turnovers. That was the big storyline of the series. And then Steph doing what he does.
Yes, being the greatest shooter of all time. Look at the player movement. Look at the ball movement. Look, Steph Curry, knowing in transition from the Finals logo. Every time Boston tried to make a run, he would answer, Beyonce me, put a ring on it.
Putting a ring on it, but Beyonce, Aaron Donald did that in the Super Bowl looking for a ring. You know, Boston tried as best they could. They cut it to 8 a few times in that second half, but every time they got that close, the Warriors had an answer.
Absolutely. Getting out of transition again, Greeny. Steph Curry doing what he do. Night, night.
An emotional and impactful win for Steph. There's his dad, Dell. A fourth ring for Steph Curry. The emotion pouring out. And here was he and some of his teammates in the celebration after the game.
What does just this mean to you to finally be a Finals MVP after everything?
Forget that. We champs. Why are you starting with that question? We got 4 championships.
Oh, well, he's not. His legacy is not quite this unless he gets that. Like, that's garbage. Still Steph Curry, still an all-time great.
You know, I think he solidified himself today, you know, as not even today, just his career as the best point guard of all time.
All right, and so this party just got a whole lot more fun as Big Perk is here, and you see, you don't need me to tell you who that is. It's been a long time since we've seen Charles Barkley on the show. Delighted to have you back, obviously, TNT all through the season in the Western Conference, and then it is great to have you back, Sir Charles. Let's jump right into it. We are talking about Steph Curry and legacy, and as one of the all-time greats yourself, what does this championship and this Finals MVP mean for Steph Curry?
That's a great question, Greeny. This is going to be painful for me to say. I think he passes Isaiah Thomas as the greatest small guard ever. Mm. That's just my personal opinion. When 4 championships, because Isaiah Thomas to me is the greatest little point guard ever. So I think for me, this pushes him past Isaiah Thomas as the greatest point guard, small point guard ever. I mean, Magic's in a different category, but as far as a pure point guard, this to me puts Isaiah Thomas.
You know, Charles, one of the things that we were talking about here earlier is, because this is a team that wins 4 in 8 years, and you were in the league, of course, and in one of those finals against Michael's Bulls, they're the last team to win that many in a concentrated period like that. And that team broke up in large part because of interpersonal relationships. It was just impossible to keep it together. And Michael, and we all love him, but Michael's personality might not have been the easiest for everyone around him to work. We saw that in The Last Dance. What does it say about Steph that this team seemed, every single one of those guys seemed as happy for him as he seemed for himself when he got it last night?
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1-ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
Well, I think for me, you talk about unselfish superstars. I think Tim Duncan and Steph are probably at the top of the list of guys. You like, they don't care who get the credit. They just want to win. I mean, when Tim turned the team over to Ginobili and Tony Parker and Kawhi Leonard, it was a smooth transition. You know, everybody, you know, I love Steph Ansel. You know, everybody's telling me, you finally get finals MVP. And he said, man, I don't give a crap about that. This is our fourth championship. And to me, that's really, he didn't have to win MVP to get move up on the Mount Rushmore of basketball. I mean, because he's been the best player on all of those teams. Well, you know, KD's in that conversation also. But, you know, KD wouldn't have been, and I'm not taking shots at KD, but KD wouldn't have been able to do what he did unless Steph kind of stepped out the way. You know, you saw it broke up Kobe and Shaq. But when KD got there, Steph never complained one iota. He was happy to win back-to-back championships. So that says a lot about him.
He was a big part of that recruitment process. And no, Big Perk, let me come to you on that thought a moment, because we haven't mentioned the name Kevin Durant yet this morning. But when that game ended last night, we were waiting to go on and do some postgame. So I was flipping on Twitter, and the name Kevin Durant was trending the moment that game ended last night. What is the right thing to say about that factor in all of this this morning, Big Perk?
You know what? I think is part of how he left this Warriors team and how he could have been a part of it, and they could win so many championships. But look, KD's legacy is already stamped. Whether we want to question it or not, I know it would always be questioned because he went and joined that Warriors team. But of course, it's going to be trending. It's Kevin Durant. He left Steph Curry to go team up with Kyrie Irving. No matter how KD want to look at it, it's not looking good on him right now.
At this moment, and I can tell you, Charles, Stephen A., your buddy, said that to me over and over. I was sitting with him last night during the game. And in the final minutes, as Steph is crying and the whole world is celebrating him, that conversation came up a lot. KD made a decision to leave Steph Curry and team up with Kyrie Irving. What do we say about all that this morning, Charles Barkley?
Well, if you go back and look, the weight of Perkins' old head, listen, Kobe Bryant said, I had to win a championship without Shaq. LeBron James said, I had to win a championship without D. Wade and Chris Bosh. That's the way this thing works. Before KD gets that great respect from all the old heads, he's going to have to win a championship as the guy, as the bus driver. Listen, he joined this, that team had already won a championship, so no disrespect. That's just a fact. The old guys like myself, hey, KD's an all-time hell of a player. But until he is the guy on a championship team, we're not going to ever give him the respect, I mean, that he probably deserves. And that's just the way it is. And like I say, the game hasn't changed. Kobe said it. LeBron said it. And so we're going to hold him to the same high standard. Kevin Durant, one of the best players we've ever had. But when he's been the leader of a team, when he had to lead a group of men, He has not been able to finish the journey. And listen, no disrespect, we're going to always hold that against him.
You know, when you say no disrespect, or as we sit here and discuss this, all I can think about is how the Warriors, I'm not sure if you've seen this morning, Charles, but in the postgame last night, Klay Thompson referenced a tweet from Jaren Jackson in March that seemed to question them. Steph Curry brought up Big Perk holding up a zero at one point last August, saying he didn't think he would win. You've been in this 20 years now. At this point, you were probably more famous for your commentary and being an analyst than you even are having been one of the greatest players of all time. Does it surprise you? Or what is your reaction to the fact that the Warriors last night seemed to have a lot of chips on their shoulder as they won this championship?
Well, I think a lot of that stuff is fabricated because it's like, you know, I used to always hear that bogus stuff about Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan's the greatest player ever. Well, he was slighted by this, he was slighted by that. There's a lot of guys get slighted who can't play dead, no matter how bad and how many chips they got on their shoulders. I always laugh when I hear that. Like, Michael Jordan was better than all of us. And everybody said, well, he got mad because Charles won the MVP. He got mad because Karl Malone won the MVP. Man, he was just better than we were. And but listen, I think the thing about the Warriors, I think the thing with Klay Thompson is the most important thing. When you miss basketball for 2 years, I've never been as seriously hurt as Klay. I had some serious injuries. I blew out a couple of my quads. And you never know if you're going to be good again. And clearly, Klay is not the same, but he still made a big contribution to them winning their fourth championship. I think that's really what Klay was trying to say. And listen, I really do think it meant a lot to – I want to say this about Steph. I think two things. I think – and I listen, I probably shouldn't say this because it's none of my business. I think the stress was going on with his family, his mom and dad. Listen, I don't care what type of human being you are. Hearing people badmouth your mom and dad and all that stuff going on, that's got to have a negative effect upon your personality. And I think that was just such a great release that he can actually play basketball and win the championship because I always loved his mom and dad, but all the stuff that's been going on behind the scene, it had to put a tremendous amount of stress on him. And that now to win the championship, I think he can actually breathe. That's just my personal opinion. But those guys, they don't need an extra motivation. I think that's just stuff they're making up. But I thought it meant a big deal to Klay because Perk knows this. Man, when you get hurt like he did, have major injuries, you don't think you ever going to come back and play again. And to miss 2 years, think about that, 2 years. Like when you not only you tear ACL or an Achilles, you out for a year. But when you're out 2 years, you got to have some dark stuff going through your head. Like, am I ever going to play again? Mm-hmm. So I think that was more relief than anything else.
And by the way, Charles, I'm not sure if you can see it in your return right now, but another face and voice that you may be familiar with has also joined the conversation. Good morning, Stephen A. Smith.
What's going on, Greeny? What's up,
hey,
Chuck?
Hey, Stephen A. Hey, Stephen A., you don't come on Greeny's and Perk's show without your damn sport coat on. You give all them other brothers a hard time when they don't dress up. You put on a damn sports coat when you come on this show.
I know good and damn well you ain't talking to me about how I'm supposed to dress after you came out with that damn sweatsuit trying to look like a bloated Tyler Hero. I know that ain't you. I know that ain't you.
Let me pause very briefly. I have to get one commercial break out of the way, and then the rest of the show is going to belong to these guys. Stephen A. Smith, Charles Barkley, Big Perk. We're continuing in just a moment. If you leave, you're making a colossal mistake. Short timeout. We're talking about the finals. And we're talking about it with the most entertaining people in the business. Next, get up on ESPN.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
We are back on Get Up this morning after the trophy was in the building in Boston and it went to the Golden State Warriors for the fourth time in the last 8 years. Steph Curry, the finals MVP for the first time in his career, and he was counting the rings last night. It was a night of celebration. It is a morning of reflection and trying to put in perspective all that we have seen. And here on Get Up this morning, we have exactly the right people to do it with Monica McNutt and Kendrick Perkins in our studio and, of course, the great Charles Barkley and Stephen A. Smith this morning. Stephen A., as we welcome you in and thank you for doing this with First Take coming up next. What is the first thing you want to say? What is the most important thing you think we should be saying right this morning coming out of what we saw last night?
Well, I think that I think, honestly speaking, the most important thing is that organizations win championships just as much as players. I mean, when you look at the fact that you have an owner in Joe Lacob that does not mind doling out the dollars and paying and doing whatever is necessary to get the assets that a superstar like Steph Curry would need in order to capture championships. You just can't say enough about the job that he's done. Keeping Bob Myers in tow. He's one of the great executives in this game today. Some of the decisions that he's made and didn't make, believing in this team and watching it carry on through, that has to be said. Steve Kerr. I mean, we all know that Mark Jackson is a great coach that should still be coaching in the NBA, but we can't frown upon the fact that Joe Lacob made the decision to go in the direction of Steve Kerr many years ago. And all Steve Kerr has done is guide them to 5 straight NBA Finals appearances, 3 championships, and 6 appearances in 8 years. And the only 2 years that they were out of the mix was because Klay Thompson was down and out and completely out of the game. And the only reason they did not three-peat was because Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson got hurt in that NBA Finals. When you look at it from the top on down, they are the gold standard by a mile. There is nobody in the modern era of the National Basketball Association that compares to the Golden State Warriors from top to bottom in terms of what they do, how they do it, and the results that they ultimately register. There's no way around it, and I just think that that's what we got to look at. So many times we look at players, and we look at players wanting to make certain decisions or what have you. The coach matters. Management matters, and that's what Golden State has. They have management, they have the coach, and they have the players.
That's right. And so, Charles, we have some tough graders on our set that I work with, people hesitant to throw out the word dynasty. In your opinion, Charles Barkley, does this Warriors team now, does it deserve the term dynasty?
Well, 4 and 8 years, dynasty. Because what's scary, they could actually win with Kuminga, Wiseman. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They could actually be dangerous for the next 5 years. So I'm not going to say 4 and 8 years. They just had a run. 4 and 6 to me would be a dynasty. But I want to piggyback on something Stephen A. said. Man, you got to give Bob Myers a lot of credit. Because when they made the Wiggins trade, I don't think a lot of people thought that was going to be like a game changer. It turned out to be a game changer. You're going out to get Otto Porter Jr. But to me, you got to give Bob Myers a lot of credit. Because let me tell you something. When they got Wiggins, I'm like, I got to see how this thing play out. And Wiggins was fantastic all year. He kind of, when Klay came back, he kind of went in a little bit of a slump, but he then became a defensive stopper. But to me, he won a couple of the games for them. And his defense on Jason Tatum was phenomenal. Phenomenal. And like I say, last night, Otto Porter played fantastic. So to give Stephen A. some credit, what he said, man, you got to give the Warriors upper echelon management a lot of credit. They made some great trades. Well, I mean, obviously, you got the guys who are terrific on the top end. But to piggyback with Wiggins and Otto Porter, man, give Bob Myers a lot of credit.
Go ahead, Stephen A.
What I'm not going to do is give Charles Barkley credit for them damn glasses. You don't wear them at night. What you wearing them in the morning for? I mean, what's going on? I mean, I don't know what the hell is up with those glasses. I mean, I'm looking like I'm looking at a different Chuck.
Stephen A., I can't see without glasses, man. Leave me alone. Don't be calling me. Hey, kids, if you can't see, wear glasses. Don't let people make fun of you. You need to be able to see. I can't see.
Well, if you can't see, why the hell you are? So you on the air at night blind during the NBA season? Because I don't see you wearing them at night. When you on TNT, what the hell you wearing them in the morning for?
Because we're not reading the teleprompter, Steve. We're just talking about the game.
Which is why you don't need glasses.
What is happening?
Putting all this reason.
let me get Monica and a quick question here, because Charles brings up an interesting point. And by the way, Andrew Wiggins comes indirectly from Kevin Durant, the sign and trade to the Nets, which turned into D'Angelo Russell, which turned into not only Andrew Wiggins, but also Jonathan Kuminga. Are they the favorites to win it next year? In your mind, Monica, are the Warriors now, is this just the middle, not the end, but the middle of what we are watching?
I do think it's the middle. I mean, Steph continues to show that he is constantly working on his body. We see it. We're seeing guys playing longer. I think there's more return to Klay of old still to come as he continues to get more back to form with that Achilles injury. Draymond clearly isn't going anywhere. And then we keep mentioning the guys that are now around them that now have the opportunity to grow. And just like Stephen A. said, the organization is going to develop those guys. That's what they did. That's why for most of us, they were sort of off the radar because Jordan Poole, oh, cool, whatever. But look at what they have become.
No, you know what? Listen, I'm not going to disrespect them. They're going to be the defending champs. But I'm not going to jump the gun and just crown them just yet. I want to see our league next year healthy. Because I'm going to tell you one team that comes to mind right now is the Los Angeles Clippers. Mm-hmm. With a healthy Kawhi Leonard, a healthy Paul George, the additions that they added. And we know that when it comes down to coaching, Tyronn Lue is one of the best in the game when it comes to getting the best out of players. So I'm not going to jump the gun. I want to see how the league is going to shape up because one could say if Chris Middleton was healthy that the Boston Celtics wouldn't have been there anyway. Yeah. So
Hold it.
No, I'm not holding up
nothing. First take. Wait a minute.
You're going to sit up there and say if Chris Middleton were healthy, right? Then they might not. Boston might not have beaten them. But the year earlier, when we brought up, well, if Kyrie didn't get hurt and KD didn't have a size, and he had a size 12 instead of a size 13, Milwaukee wouldn't have even made it there. And you got on us about that.
So what? So what? And fix
so
your body language.
It?
Fix your body language and your tone. I'm not switching it because we're not even talking.
Well, maybe if you were at Harvard, I would speak to you a little bit differently.
Let me give it to Charles. Hey, go ahead, Charles. Yeah.
Hey, Stephen A., you fix your tone and your body language like Kirk said. And I will say something that's going to be very interesting.
Real quick, Kirk,
I do. I think the Clippers are—they're going to be my favorite going into next year. But we got to see how everything else shake out. But I heard something disturbing in the Golden State locker room last night.
Yeah.
And when Wiggins and Poole were talking about getting paid, mm-hmm. and I was like, man, when you win the championship like that, the last thing on your mind should be worrying about money. And let me tell you something. When they start worrying about money, because they're going to have to pay all these guys. So we don't know who they're going to be able to keep. Because everybody deserves to get paid and want to get paid. But we know how this thing works. You cannot pay everybody. You cannot
That's for
pay
sure
everybody.
True. Charles, we love you. Thank you so much for doing this. It's been far too long.
Go pay your internet bill.
Fix
5 minutes away.
Body language in your home, Stephen A.
All right. It's been a fun morning, and the fun will continue. First Take is coming up next. Stephen A., Perk, Molly, and more on the Warriors, Steph, and the Dynasty. They're next. Next. All right, and the championships just keep on coming here on the Family of Networks. Don't miss game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final. That's tomorrow night, 8 Eastern on ABC and ESPN+. The Avalanche looking to build on a 1-0 lead. They took that first game in overtime. Again, game 2 tomorrow night, 8 Eastern, ABC and ESPN+. And with that, we say thank you so much for being with us throughout the entire basketball season. Great fun was had, and the conversation does not stop. First Take starts now.